Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, Peter Schweizer, I can't believe we're 8 weeks from the election, Lee, and we still haven't seriously examined the Biden family's connections to China. I mean, they have literally become rich via China,
yeah.
Russia, and Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. I mean, if Trump family even had one of these deals,
oh, yeah.
Just one.
If they'd cashed a check at some place where Russians do business, they'd have been.
Yes.
They'd been all over
the
it.
The Russian Bank of America or something. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, the media will throw these vague allegations out there that in some real estate deals, Trump had minor partners.
Right.
And they do these deals with lots of partners when they do them. It's not just usually one or two
minor partners who happen to be Russian. Well, were they Russian oligarchs? Like the kind Hunter Biden did a $200 million business deal with, like that?
Yeah, like that.
No, they weren't. Wait, Hunter did a $200 million business deal with a Russian oligarch? Yeah, that he wasn't qualified to be involved in? Mm-hmm. Why haven't we heard this before? This is so weird. This whole idea, Lee, that Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton can take $400,000 for a 20-minute speech from a Kremlin-owned bank, and Bill can go do that in Russia. And it does not affect Hillary at all, you understand?
Yeah.
There's no influence. You can trust her. She's an honest broker, despite the emails. But if Trump one time did a business deal with a group that had a person in it that was Russian. Now, that is evidence. I mean, you listen to CNN and MSNBC. That is evidence that Putin still controls Trump. Somehow. It's all very murky. They never explain how it works. Well, let me tell you what direct control looks like, because this is unbelievable. Okay, Hunter Biden, think about this for a minute. Hunter Biden is fresh out of being kicked out of the military for drug use. Okay, so he's qualified to do exactly nothing at that point. Okay, that's a career wrecker right there. They can look that up when you try to get a job. So he just doesn't. He travels over 5 years. He makes 411 trips across 29 countries, including 5 to China. He establishes 2 separate business entities with the state-owned Bank of China. So it's owned by the state. It's owned by the party. Everything is the party in China. So with the state-owned Bank of China, they help him set up BHR, a new first-of-its-kind fund aimed at making investments outside China. And near in business. I mean, can you imagine if Trump did? I mean, Ivanka, any of them did this?
Oh yeah.
It's amazing that he gets away with this. This is detailed in the New York Post today. And he goes to Beijing over and over again, and Chinese Communist Party linked business people come to visit him. Hunter's trips to China are also of interest in light of what happened with another company he co-founded and served as a board advisor, Rosemont Realty. In 2015, that firm sold the majority shares to a Chinese state-owned company. Let me explain what just happened there. China paid the Bidens off by buying this realty company. That's how they slush the funds around. How they move the money. It's how you buy off the president and the vice president. In this case, he may be president. There's evidence of extensive foreign dealings going beyond China, including the well-known case involving the corrupt energy company Burisma in Ukraine. And again, this is not even counting the $200 million deal with the Russian oligarch. I mean, he doesn't even have the qualifications to do any of this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's got the qualifications. He was the former vice president's son, the sitting vice president's son at the time when this went on.
So let's contrast. I'm not a fan of Jared Kushner, but look at all the just the negative press Jared Kushner has gotten because nepotism, right?
Right.
Kushner's going around the world. I mean, I got to give him credit, cutting some unbelievable, never before in U.S. history seen deals that seriously should put Trump in contention for the Nobel Peace Prize.
Well, he's already got two nominations.
Yeah. I mean, like, shit, nobody has a record of Middle East peace now like Trump. And yet Kushner has been absolutely savaged for nepotism, even though, as far as we know, he's never made a dime off of it beyond whatever he gets paid, you know, White House salary type stuff. Yeah. I don't even know if he gets paid for that. I have no idea.
As far as the Middle East is concerned, Trump's doing better than Henry Kissinger right now.
I know. And yet Hunter's running around. I mean, there he just cashing checks. Nobody cares. Oh, my God. If Jared Kushner was doing this with Russians and Chinese, oh, my gosh. There'd probably be whole sections of the DOJ indicting him for something. Okay, now put this on top of the fact that the Ukrainian government, the current Ukrainian government, has demanded that Hunter's firm return the money because it was criminally procured and laundered. That breaks two laws. U.S. media totally silent.
Mm-hmm.
Totally silent. They want the money back. The money in question, by the way, that flowed through Burisma was actually stolen from the Ukrainian government, which took out loans, got the cash, and then funneled it through Burisma. One of the owners of Burisma was also a high-ranking Ukrainian official. So that's the laundered stolen money they're talking about that, I don't know, I guess maybe went up Hunter's nose, nobody knows. Or maybe the strap-on stripper has it. I'm not sure. Google strap-on stripper and Hunter Biden.
Okay, I don't need to.
Or
do
don't
that.
If you're at work.
No, don't need
you
to
could get
that.
In trouble. I'm just saying where the money might have gone. I mean, just trying to help the Ukrainians here. Anyway, he writes, the most troubling aspect of Hunter's relationship with foreign entities isn't simply that the politician's family is getting wealthy. That's too common. It's that his largest partner overseas appears to be the Chinese government, a brutal totalitarian regime fast emerging as America's 21st century adversary. Yeah, and the same regime that up until last year, Joe Biden would say, come on, man. Yeah. You're not running around China. You know how much money they gave my boy, Hunter? Tell us, Joe, how much did they give Hunter?
Yeah.
Right now, between the Rosemont real estate firm sale, the BHR group, I mean, it's looking like at least tens of millions of dollars.
No conflict of interest there.
Oh, none whatsoever. Yeah, just Google on. So this is hugely problematic here. And the media is utterly uninterested in it. They just want to tell you how corrupt Trump is with vague allegations about real estate and Russians. Well, I'm here to tell you everything about Trump has been examined. Mueller did that, and they couldn't find a single connection, not one. And they were inside Trump Tower. They were listening to everything that went on there. We know that. Trump called it wiretapping. But that's what they were doing. And we know they spied on Trump. And they still can't find it. And Hunter Biden's is right in your face. And it's not just Russia or just China or just Ukraine. This is how the Biden family gets rich. But don't worry, Lee. Joe Biden has pledged his family will not do any new foreign deals if he's elected president.
Well, then that puts my fears at ease.
Yeah, absolutely. But they're still cashing the checks from the old ones. So.
Exactly.
Oh, and then there's this. Not long after its founding, BHR, the investment firm, which Hunter Biden was utterly unqualified to be running, and they ran over $1 billion of Chinese money through there. God knows where that is now. BHR received a pre-public offering stake in state-controlled nuclear company under federal indictment for espionage. It invested in strategic mineral resources in Africa. It partnered with a Chinese military contractor to purchase Michigan-based manufacturer of vibration dampening equipment, which are used to transport systems but are considered dual use by the federal government, i.e. they have military applications. This is great. Hunter Biden, drug addict, kicked out of the military, otherwise utterly unqualified to be doing this work, is now helping the Chinese acquire military technology.
See, Terry, you're looking at real news here in the middle of a presidential campaign.
I know,
we're not interested in that.
That's true.
None of that matters.
This is not really interesting.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, when Joe Biden begins immediately appeasing the Chinese and bowing to them after he's elected, you'll understand why there's a lot of money at stake here for Joe and his family. I mean, there's a reason that Joe just bought a $1.7 million beach house. You don't make that kind of money in public service 47 years. He's never held a real job, not in a half a century. How can you afford a $1.7 million beach house? Well, Chinese hunter, there you go. That's how you do it. But let's talk about Jared Kushner some more. Let's talk about him.
Yeah.
Trump ought to send him to pick up the Peace Prize. And I don't even like the guy, but he's done amazing things. I mean, I've got to hand it to him.
Yeah.
You can't argue with the facts and with the success. I mean, you give Trump another year or two at this rate, we'll actually have an Israeli-Palestinian peace deal. It's what they're working up to.
Yep.
They're isolating the Palestinians. Right. They'll be the only one left in the Middle East that don't have a peace deal.
Mm-hmm.
So that's awesome. Or we can, just go with the family that's enriched themselves off China. Watch China eat us alive after this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Nobody's going out anymore. We're all shopping online. I'm a trendsetter. This is the first time I'm a tech trendsetter on something. Usually I'm a late adopter. Yeah, I'm just too lazy to shop. I hate shopping too. I'm one of like six women on the planet that doesn't like to shop. My husband loves that about me, by the way. Yeah, I hate shopping. I'll shop online. Like, I'm so lazy about shopping because it just gets on my nerves. I will sit there at the light. I kid you not. I'll sit there at the light. And I literally could just lean to the right and go into the store. Like, you know, just turn the wheel to the right and go into the parking lot for the store. But that would involve parking the car, getting out, walking in. All the mask stuff, forget it. I can't do it. So I'll just sit there at the light and order online. I'd rather wait 24 to 48 hours for Amazon to send it than I would to go into the store. Unless there's a sale, in which case, don't get in my way. I'll mow you down. But other than that, no, I don't like shopping online. And apparently everybody else is becoming more like me. Did you see this? Amazon is, just to keep up with the demand from the online shopping, Amazon has had to hire 100,000 people. Hiring an additional 100,000 part-time and full-time workers who will be tasked with sorting, packaging, and shipping orders. That is on top of the 175,000 workers it brought on board earlier this year just to keep up with the COVID-19-linked surge, as well as the 33,000 slots it needs to fill in corporate and tech. Can you imagine if Amazon ever went under? I mean, look, all these local stores that have shut down because everybody buys on Amazon right now, and I apologize for that. I'm just too lazy and too busy. I just am. But yeah. And then Amazon went down. Where would we get stuff? I guess Walmart. Then you have to wait forever for it to get there. It takes forever. They have not worked out the shipping thing completely with Walmart. Anyway, the latest hiring spree doesn't even include the extra employees that will be needed for the holidays. In 2019, the company hired 200,000 extra workers just for the holidays. So tomorrow, Amazon will hold a virtual job fair for these aforementioned corporate and tech jobs. Get paid really well working there. It's about $15 an hour. So you can actually make more than at Chick-fil-A, which pays really well. So there you go. That's what happens when everybody shops online and they're either terrified of getting COVID or they're just lazy like me. So amazing, though. And by the way, we finally have an answer to the question. A lot of you used to text me. And one of the things you'd text me in the early days of COVID is, how are these people working, like, you know, checkout, cashier, stuff like that in stores? And they're like, there's not this wave of people getting sick from COVID. Like, you would think they'd have trouble, what, staffing up these places? These people getting COVID right and left, right? You would think that. But now we know why. UCLA, a study came out last week. Stanford and UCLA by two virologist MDs, both of them. And the average active COVID case takes 40,000 contacts to acquire on average. So that explains, this is why it's so puzzling to me. I will go to like the local grocery store and darn it if the same checkout girl's not there almost every day. There's some young ones, they probably have more immunity, some older ones, and they're there too. And why don't they get sick? Well, have they checked out 40,000 people? Anyway, that's for an active case. You can get a passive case just because the test is so sensitive. Anyway, interesting stuff. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning at text line, see what's going on there. Texter right? I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself. Texter writes, thanks, Tara. My 78-year-old mother just spit coffee out of her nose when you said strap-on stripper. She won't stop laughing. Oh, if she's laughing, tell her to put the coffee down. I don't want her to hurt herself. Google Hunter Biden strap-on stripper and meme. You will die. Do not drink the coffee, though, before you do it. You will snort it right out your nose. Just the memes on that are, they're second to none. Anyway, What? You've got the original stripper and then the strap-on stripper. No, I'm not going to explain it to you. I am not. The pictures online are illustrative enough. Okay, anyway. Texter writes, Tara, Joe's not smart enough to open up a fund like the Clintons, so he has to have Hunter collect his pay for play funds. Yeah, clearly. Texter writes, why do climate change believers buy oceanfront property? Obama bought one as well. I know, they're not afraid, are they? It's kind of like how they're not also afraid to run around without masks. They run around without masks like Henry McMaster. They ignore their own capacity rules that they wreck businesses with, stand shoulder to shoulder in photograph after photograph like our governor Henry McMaster did after telling us that he had to shut down the state because we weren't listening to him on social distancing. Yeah, it's the strangest thing. It's like they all know something we don't about COVID and climate change. Texter writes, earlier this year, I ordered two Westlake tires through Walmart. They were at the Walmart grocery next day from Nevada. All right. I stand corrected. It just doesn't come to my house that fast, but you know. Texter writes, my teenage son worked at Kroger all summer and lived to tell about it. Teenage boys need to be as busy as possible. I agree with that. Texter writes, come on, man. You know, I made my money from investing my pay from my lifeguard job. Signed, Jay Biden. Uh-huh. Oh, boy. Texter writes, come on, Tara. Are you trying to say the Stanford virologists know more than the media? I know. Nobody knows more than the media. Texter writes, Clemson just picked a side in the war for the soul of our country. They chose the wrong side. Oh, I like that text. Another texter writes, WVU. Okay. Yeah, okay. WVU Mountaineers had BLM stickers on their helmets, done with them. Another texter writes, I think the Marxists have Coach Sweeney and many others by the throat. If they make a stand, they will lose their jobs and millions in endorsements. Now, the texter writes, the UNC football team got off a bus Saturday in BLM t-shirts. Yeah, figures.
Another text writes, yep, I quit following the Tigers when they did their BLM walk with Dabo in front. He really let me down when he said he backs them. Surely he knows what he's backed. Surely he wouldn't do something blindly, so says Chris from Greenville. I don't understand. I don't assume that about anybody anymore. The absolute weaponized ignorance from the media is a powerful force. Another text writes, hey, Tara, I think Coach Sweeney knows exactly what Black Lives Matter stands for, but is too cowardly to stand up against it. If you remember several years ago, he let his brother yell at a police as well. You can't control your brother. Good Lord knows I can't control my siblings. Texter writes, Tara, when do you think Joe will come down with the COVID to get out of debating Trump? That's exactly what I would do if I was his campaign manager. He can't debate Trump. He can't. It's 2 weeks from now, by the way. The debate's supposed to be. He can't do it. I mean, no teleprompter. How's he going to do it? Maybe they'll get him an earpiece. I don't know.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
If we have four more years of Trump's climate denial, how many suburbs will be burned in wildfires? How many suburban neighborhoods will have been flooded out? How many suburbs will have been blown away in superstorms? If you give a climate arsonist four more years in the White House, why would anyone be surprised if we have more America ablaze? If you give a climate denier four more years in the White House, why would anyone be surprised when more of America is underwater? We need a president who respects science.
So at first, because when I heard that on the beginning of that clip on Fox News by Biden, when he's talking about neighborhoods on fire, I was like, wow, is he admitting Antifa sets neighborhoods on fire? Oh, sorry. No, it's the fires. Now you don't have to worry about your neighborhood. Just don't move to California, Oregon, or Washington. You'll be fine. That's the only place the climate change hits. And, you know, it's amazing to make this particular lie work. Their latest hoax. The media does this, whether it's they're ganging up on police officers or they're doing other things. They have to leave out key details in order to create the narrative. That's how they lie, mostly through lies of omission, although they're getting worse about overtly lying. But let's go through the arrest record here. This idea is that's just climate change. By the way, do you notice that from Joe Biden to all these talking heads on TV when they blame climate change, they never explain how the climate change caused the fire? It's like, climate change equals fire. Okay, like, but how, though? What has changed because of climate change that causes the fire? Well, you know, science. Right. Well, it turns out a number of fires on the West Coast aren't because of climate change. Started with the crazy family, did the gender reveal party with a bang that really caught fire. And it went downhill from there. And then the arsonists got to work. You know what they do? They wait for the first fire and then they jump in. Start with this 41-year-old man arrested in Oregon for starting one of the two origins of the Alameda Fire, located just outside of Medford. Oregon State Fire Marshal Office spokesperson Rich Tyler said Michael Jarrett Bakella started one of the fires. It was one of the two major ones there, which eventually merged to create one giant wildfire. So, yeah, that wasn't climate change. No. Neighbors saw Bakella set a fire outside of his home. I wonder how climate change makes you do that. You're just warm, so you want to be warmer? I don't know. When the blaze grew out of control, those neighbors had to flee the scene, Oregon Live reported. When the Jackson County Sheriff's Department arrived on the scene, they saw Bakella standing next to a large fire that he had started.
According to Record Searchlight, roughly 80,000 people had to evacuate because of that fire, which has destroyed 5,700 acres. Bukele is currently held on 15 counts of criminal mischief and 14 counts of reckless endangerment. Four people have died from the Alameda fire. Yet you will never know Bukele's name because it is not convenient. No, no. We want to tell everybody it's climate change that caused this and Trump caused climate change. Before that, Bush caused climate change. There was no causing of climate change under Obama somehow. Then there was Portland. Portland authorities arrested 45-year-old Domingo Lopez. You're going to love this guy. You want to do whatever you want, just burn anything down, whether it's fires or businesses. Man, you need to go to Portland. Portland authorities arrested 45-year-old Domingo Lopez Jr. for starting a brush fire with a Molotov cocktail. He ignited the device along I-205, but firefighters were able to extinguish the flames before the fire grew out of control. A witness came forward pointing out Lopez as the suspect. When confronted, Lopez reportedly admitted to starting the fire, according to KATU-TV. So what'd they do with Lopez? Oh, they let him go. It's Portland. Lopez was released on Monday. It wasn't long before authorities arrested him again for starting how many? Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, but six more brush fires along I-205. See, that's the climate change there. It makes you go out and set fires. Portland Fire put out three of the fires, while members of the community put out the other three. This time, they sent Lopez to a nearby hospital for mental health evaluation. I'm sure he'll be back out again. A woman in Monterey County, California was arrested. Have you heard about any of this? No, it's just Trump's fault. A woman in Monterey County, California was arrested on suspicion of intentionally starting fires along 101, the 101 freeway. Her name's Anita Esquivel. She's still in a clink. Then there's Washington State. They have arrested multiple people starting fires along the interstate. Yeah, just set fires. So that's what's going on. So they got arson. They've arrested over 24 people, by the way, across the three states for these fires. Which, as James Woods brilliantly pointed out on Twitter, you'll note, stop right at the Canadian line. It's weird, this climate change. Stops the Canadian line. You wouldn't think that, but it does. It does. And remember, of course, the El Dorado fire in California was started on accident during the gender reveal party. But let's push the Green New Deal. Yes, yeah, so if we could get some rolling blackouts going, then that would help. Or something. All right. Gerald is on the line. Haven't heard from Gerald in a while. How you doing, Gerald?
Good morning, young lady. Miss Tara, for your listeners that have someone in a assisted living from nursing home,
yeah.
I would like to give them a heads up. Due to the COVID, my wife and I have not been able to see her mother since March. But a lady let us in this past Sunday, and what we saw was disgusting. It would make you sick to your stomach, and I will not get into the details. But it was just absolutely, and this is a local assisted living here in Spartanburg.
So just to be general, are they not taking care of the people properly?
But this was just her mother in particular when we walked into her room.
Because you need to report them, Gerald. You do, because that's not cool.
Oh, we did. But
okay, good.
We're still going to go through some channels. But I mean, I wouldn't have treated a dog like that. As a matter of fact, if it had been my mother, I'd be in jail today.
I'm sorry that happened. I am.
But anyway, I just want to let you listeners know, in case they've got someone in there, it would probably do justice if they could some way to check on them.
Just make sure they're being properly cared for. Absolutely, it's a great idea.
Thank you, ma'am, and you have a blessed week, sweetheart.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you for continuing to listen, Gerald. I appreciate that.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Ha! Okay, I want to let you know what's going on with my podcast, Battleground America. Yesterday, we went through this trend I've been tracking here for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. Started in Ferguson. It is the ambush attack on police officers. To most of America, this is new because of what happened in L.A. This is, wow. And it probably seems like, you know, these activists are going crazy. You know, they're executing cops in cars, just ambushing them. Now, that's actually just on steroids. It's not new. We've been tracking it here since it began. It was never before seen, at least not systematically, until Ferguson and Obama's rhetoric on Ferguson, all of which turned out to be complete lies. Later debunked by his own Department of Justice. Hands up, don't shoot, never happened, but it didn't matter. And it would cause an entire era of officers sitting in their cars. Two officers down in Florida just sitting on their lunch break in their uniforms eating Chinese, executed through a window. And we went through case after case after case of it on the show and just talked about this whole assassination thing, the ambush assassination. It is a thing. It started during the Obama era. We'd never seen it before. We've seen officers be shot for forever and ever, and it's terrible, shot and killed on the job. But it was always in the past by somebody they were interacting with. In other words, someone they were trying to arrest, somebody running from, you know, a burglary, whatever. It wasn't an unprovoked Civil War style assassination. So we talked about the origins of those. This is, again, I think most Americans, if you ask them after the L.A. situation got so much attention, they tell you that, oh, look, it's getting worse. Well, no, this has been going on since the Obama administration. That's when it started. And it will only get worse under Joe because of the kind of rhetoric they spew that makes people on the edge feel justified in assassinating a police officer. And it's really sad that that happened. And it just happened in Spartanburg, by the way. It did. Folks, same thing. And it happened same weekend. Classic assassination attempt. Fortunately, they didn't get anywhere with it. But really scary. And if you listen to the guy, one of the two people who was part of the assassination attempt, it's really scary. These two Spartanburg guys, they were just sitting in their patrol car. They were, you know, end of a shift doing some work. And bam, they try to kill him. Pulled off the highway, try to kill him. That's what happens now in America. It's very much a legacy of the Obama era. And again, when you carry what you think is a good, strong social justice message in a football game, you spur this kind of stuff, whether you understand it or not. And it's the officers who ultimately pay. They are okay, which I'm pleased to report. But unfortunately, it's not always that way. And this goes on all over the country. So I took that on my podcast yesterday. You can still get that podcast by texting Battleground to 71307. That's Battleground to 71307. A lot of evergreen podcasts on there that'll be good for several more weeks. So if you haven't listened yet, give it a shot. And please subscribe and share with like-minded friends and family across the country. It is a totally national podcast. So it's definitely meant for sharing. It's also a 20-minute podcast where I hit all the highlights of what you need to know for that day. So if you need to listen to, you know, you can't catch all of the terrorist show, but you need to know what's big and what's happening, that's a great place to go, the Battleground Podcast, 71307. Texter writes, being called a climate arsonist by a senile liar is like, well, like, oh, what was I saying? Now the texter writes, Clemson may have won the game Saturday, but I'm glad Tara is taking them to the woodshed anyway. We'll continue to do so. Somebody's got to speak up for the 100 million people murdered by Marxists in the last century, and that is exactly who they were boosting when they put Black Lives Matter on that helmet. We've explained this throughout the show. Texter writes, oh, there was a good one in here. Ah, darn, I wanted to read it because it would have made you laugh. All right, never mind. I think it's already passed. Yeah, I can't get the computer to find it. Oh, here it is. Texter writes, Trump was called a climate arsonist by a climate arse. Now the texter writes, a climate arsonist, what the blank is that? One who intentionally sets the weather conditions on fire? I don't know. Now the texter simply writes, Clemson is woke. Yeah, you know what the next step there is? Go broke. Another texter writes, Tara, I do believe that Biden will try to skip the debates by claiming COVID. Oh, I do not believe that Biden will try to skip the debates by claiming COVID. That will make him seem weak. He will say that Trump, because of his irresponsible rallies, is a health risk. That will make him seem responsible to his voters. I think he'll take the Pelosi route. I think Pelosi planted that on purpose. And if he doesn't go the COVID route, I think he'll go the Pelosi route, which is say, well, Trump just lies so much. I can't give him a forum. I mean, I can't fact check him in real time. Texter writes, did you see Kamala Harris tout the Harris administration's economic plans once elected? But you know what? I was talking about this with somebody the other day. Do you honestly think Joe is going to make it to the inauguration, like January 20th? I mean, like to be able to stand for that long and even give that speech in public? I do not be surprised if he wins, if it's not Kamala they swear in as the president. I'm not kidding. This guy doesn't have a year. I mean, I'm not talking about him passing or anything. I'm just saying the mental decline is so marked, even from earlier this year. You can see it if you cut his audio. And I'm doing that all the time. I'm going back and cutting old audio as people are finding clips. And it is amazing how much more coherent he was even in like November, December than he is now. I don't think he's got a long time to be able to even sit and do the teleprompter. I'd give him max a year in office, just absolute tops max. Don't be surprised if they swear her in on January 20th if they win. Texter writes, Biden will debate, then it will look like Trump beat up an old man. You know, I think that would work in most cases, but not for president. You don't get the sympathy vote for that. They want a strong leader.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.